Let's now consider some basics about the role of the European Central Bank. The European Central Bank has enormous potential power to solve problems of indebtedness because it can simply create new money out of thin air and, when it wishes, use that money to buy government securities of troubled nations. Still, this is easier said than done. It is stated that price stability is the sole macroeconomic objective of the European Central Bank, and in the Charter there is also a no bailout clause. These conditions have been weakened considerably, but still they exert a strong pull and very much limit the power of the European Central Bank to address Eurozone issues. One significant development came in December of 2011 with a program called LTROs, or Long-Term Refinancing Operations. This is when the European Central Bank offered to European banks loans for up to 3 years at a 1% rate of interest, generally to troubled banks, and the collateral requirements were extremely loose. The purpose of this program was to tide banks over and ensure the underlying financial stability of the Eurozone. The uptake on these loans has been well over $1 trillion in value. Mario Draghi, head of the European Central Bank, instituted some very important reforms in the fall of 2012. Most significantly, the ECB announced that it would, when needed, buy the bonds of countries in aid programs. This is sometimes called OMT, or outright monetary transactions. This represents a significant step toward the ECB evolving into a lender of last resort for financially troubled Eurozone nations. There are several catches to this program. First, the ECB gets to insist upon economic reforms, so the ECB now all of a sudden is running aid programs and will be making decisions on conditionality, and the aid indeed truly is conditional on countries requesting bailouts and trying to improve their economies. What's also striking about OMT is that the ECB claims when money is lent to troubled governments are announced as not necessarily senior. This means that ECB lending does not make private loans to those same countries lower in value because they're further back in the line among creditors. As of early 2013, OMT appears to be really a big success. Some of the borrowing rates of troubled nations were in the range of 6-7%, and since then they have fallen closer to about 4%. That's really a significant change. What's interesting is how much this has succeeded without the ECB actually needing to buy any bonds at all. So it was simply the announcement of the capability of buying bonds that really drove so much financial progress. It's being debated whether there's a paradox here that simply making an announcement can so much lower bond rates. Could the ECB simply stick with its announcement for a long time to come, or will they have to fairly soon step up to the plate and actually start buying these government bonds? In any case, although the OMT program has gone quite well, there are some cautionary notes. For instance, the impetus toward other reforms involving fiscal and banking union, whatever you may think of them, actually has become much weaker since that pressure from the higher bond rates seems to have been taken away to a fair amount. There's also much less pressure for these countries to undertake shorter-term structural reforms, so perhaps it still remains to be seen just how much good OMT will have done in the longer run. Eurozone bailout programs have been run by what is called the Troika, and that consists of the European Union, the European Central Bank, and the IMF all acting together. What's striking is how much the role of the European Central Bank is being elevated in these bailout decisions. The ECB now has really quite a striking amount of both economic and political power, yet of course the institution really is not a democratic one, yet it has the ability to push around Eurozone member nations. In the longer run, we will see just how well this equilibrium holds up. But in any case, the increasing mobilization of the European Central Bank has been a major reason why the euro crisis in early 2013 in many regards appears to be less severe than it was, say, a year ago in 2012.